This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if anybody else thought it was as funny as I did, because some people seem legitimately upset about this. I think it's hilarious that people are like, how can we do this? We never got him on the court.
Life can't go on.
Yeah, you know how many two-way players we just never really see on the court in the NBA? There's a reason.
I know, but not every two-way player was basically LeBron at 14.
And not every two-way player who is LeBron at 14 ends up at Western Michigan.
That's also
true. Or Eastern
true.
Michigan. Sorry, I got my directional Michigans mixed up there. If he was at Western Michigan, it would have totally different. But in a first rounder.
That's what I always tell his dad. I'm like, if it was just wrong directional Michigan.
And if you had gone to Central Michigan, you'd be LeBron right now.
Wasn't he at Oakland? Didn't he do something in Oakland, or am I just making that up now? I might just be making it up in my head. The point is, Amani Bates, I don't have to think about it anymore.
Right, this is not great. Do you mean the Oakland in Michigan?
In Michigan, in yeah. The one in Michigan. Is there not something attached there?
I might just be making it up.
It's just the type of thing I might just be making up, because I've thought nothing about Amani Bates.
You just hung out there once or twice?
Outside of the fact that it would really suck to be as decorated of a high school player as he was, and like as awesome as he was considered, to then just have the existence that Amani Bates has had.
The only thing about that is...
That does stink.
He still
I feel
will.
For him.
As long as he doesn't wash out of the NBA, which is a real consideration. Even then, if he goes over in Europe and plays 10 years, he will make, $20 million. Easy. I don't know how much he's made already on a two-way contract, but I guarantee you it's not a pittance.
Wait, you think he'll make $20 million playing a Euroball? Is that what you said?
Yeah, not in a year, but across like a 10-year career, $2 million a year is very doable in Europe.
I know. He's got to play another 10 years. He's only 21.
Yeah. We're right there.
He probably could, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's still, if you thought you were over, think about, again, this is not as if to say that's a bad lot in life and all of a sudden he's got like the worst potential outcome imaginable. But think in one corner where you're talked about in the same way that LeBron was when he was a kid, that Bryce Harper was as he was a kid, like those type of guys, to then be making all your money in Euroball isn't necessarily the come up that he probably thought. Like it's not like it was a million years ago. He's just turned 21. Like there's a real world 6 years ago where Amani Bates lays his head down at night and thinks, if I have Kevin Love's career, I'm a disappointment. And now look at him.
Wait, but 7 years ago, we wouldn't think of Kevin Love the way we think of Kevin Love today.
He had already won a title. It's 2019.
$300 million.
He'd already done a lot of things, but like he might have legitimately laid his head down. The way that like Cooper Flagg, those conversations, is like, it's a disservice to him to suggest he'd be Kevin Love. That's like the convos that Amani Bates was playing in his head as he went to bed at night at like 16 years old.
I think he might more have thought of like Andrew Wiggins. I don't think anyone compared Kevin to Imani for obvious reasons.
Not that you're taking it too literal. I mean, like the idea that
I'm Hungarian. We do that.
I mean the idea that like if he could still be a basketball Hall of Famer like Kevin Love is, make all the money in the world, win an NBA title, but it would still be perceived as a disappointment because he didn't reach LeBron, MJ, those type of status, that type of status
is.
Like, he had that conversation
like
in his head.
If I say the thing I'm thinking, it might come out really mean and I don't intend it mean. And that's the kind of thing you say before you say something that you don't want to get hammered for.
Yeah.
Is Imani Bates the least consequential part of Cleveland sports we've ever talked the most about?
We don't really talk that much about Imani Bates, though.
I mean, okay. Like
we didn't do a lot of convos on him, all things considered.
We didn't, but the greater diaspora of Cleveland sports has had a lot of Imani Bates takes, including...
I can't help that faction.
We had the play-by-play. It's just thinking back to the draft in 2013. We had the voice of Eastern Michigan on, who just ran the kid down. We had his coach on.
Oh, he did run him down, didn't he?
I mean, we had... Every show had at least two Imani Bates guests, and like... There continued to be the persistent Imani Bates hype of, if this kid can just pull it together, I mean, he can be a member of the rotation. That's the same year we traded for Donovan.
Yeah,
I think that was like, we were like, it'd be like, well, man, can Imani help Donovan? For the 49th pick in the draft who'd washed out of college basketball.
I know. The whole thing is sad. It's all, I look at this as a sad story. I don't look at this as any other way. I feel bad for him. I do hope he just gets a chance to make a lot of money in the Euro League and all that stuff. But even that, with all the health injuries he has, he's probably not going to make that $20 million that you suggest.
Imani, go to Italy. Play for their best team. Or go to Spain, play for their best team. Maybe the second best team. The best team might not sign you. But
he's the Gatorade National Player of the Year in 2020. Like, you know the people that win the Gatorade National Player of the Year honors?
Can you give me a list of them?
I you know what? I should click into the list. I can give you the list. The list is always, like, really
impressive.
How many
of them are Imani Bates?
All right, let's go. Now you're making me want to go through the list. We'll start with LeBron. LeBron was the first winner of this award, by the way.
That's loaded.
And then there's a lot of throwback names here, because it goes to Dwight Howard, just a guy, you know, no big deal. And then it goes to Greg Paulus, remember him? The football and basketball player.
All right, Imani Bates. Better or worse professional
Kevin Love, by
basketball
the way, also
player?
Also a Gatorade Player of the Year winner.
We're not skipping over this Greg Paulus slander here.
Not slander. He was
better
great.
Or worse professional player, Imani Bates or Greg Paulus?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Greg Paulus was great. I like Greg Paulus.
In college.
He was great. Yeah,
he was great.
He was great.
In college.
Bobby Witt Jr., 2019 winner. How about that?
For basketball?
Yeah. No. It's for all sports. That's what makes it so impressive.
Huh.
Like, it's not just I was only great and I won it for the basketball selection. It encompasses all sports. That's why, like, Kyler Murray also won this award.
Did Imani Bates pay for this? How did he win it based off what he did in high school? Given, you know, after 14, it was all downhill from there. These all things, I don't know. Just feel like very mean-spirited. Yeah, go to Juventus. Is Juventus a team in Italy? It sounds about right. Yeah, go to Gabagool school, right? And I'm telling you.
Gabagool. They teach you how to make pasta, and you also play forward.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would have loved to be like a college basketball. There was a kid at Bowling Green. I can't remember his name. He was like their second best player. And he ended up leaving in between his sophomore and junior season. And
okay.
He just, because he had a guaranteed deal in, it might have been Italy. But it was like for $1.5 million. And it's like, wait. So you play like 35 games in a season. You get to live in Italy. And it was my understanding the team paid for him to have a joint there. It wasn't part of the 1.5. And your off days, you just walk around the streets of any Italian town just vibing.
Which, again, is not a bad life for somebody that probably should be selling like real estate instead.
But I thought you were going to go insurance there because you've been very down on the insurance business as it goes to athletes turning into insurancemen.
Well, that's typically the trope. That's where they typically go. I was actually selling
Looking at you, Craig Krenzel.
I was selling a little high with the real estate venture, for being honest about it. But think about it. He was a 5-star recruit. He could have picked any school in the country that he wanted to go to. He had to have thought to himself, I'm just awesome at basketball, and there's never going to be a story where I'm not awesome at basketball. And then you fast forward after a couple of arthroscopic knee surgeries, and he's just a shell of himself.
That's why I think going to Italy. Well, I still think there's a...
God, you just feel bad for him.
There's like a Imani still holding on to that. I don't know. There's much more humbling experience of, yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money, but you're still playing in Italy, and they don't coddle you. Might not be the worst thing for our friend Imani. Still a lot of Imani Bates talk.
No, probably going to end up getting injured. This is the last day. This is the last day we get to talk about Imani Bates.
It's true.
We can't do this segment tomorrow.
This is the Imani Bates farewell show.
We can't do this a month from now. It was nice to know you, Imani.
This has been 2 years in the making. The farewell Imani show. And then a year from now, we'll be having the homecoming show, just like LeBron. Should they bring back Imani Bates?
Should Imani get a video message?
That's true.
With a video board on top.
You know what? He was part of Cavs teams that had a 64-win team. Like, what are we doing here? We give those videos away to anyone.
That's right. That's one of the better regular season teams.
There will be
teams.
Outrage.
From certain media members, there might be.
Mac, did you have something on this?
I was going to say, I have the list of basketball Gatorade Player of the Years for previous seasons before Imani. Did you want the previous six?
Wait, is this just the basketball?
Fine. If you feel like you brought this up for a reason, go ahead.
He's the senior research analyst
for the Gatorade Player of the Year.
And that he also has Google. Fire away there, Mac.
Anytime you want now.
James Wiseman.
Mm.
Okay.
RJ Barrett. Very wise, man.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah, that didn't work as well.
Okay, not great.
Michael Porter Jr.
Ooh, it sounds like a curse. Well, like
Michael
a curse
Porter
now.
Jr.
Oh, it's an NBA champion for you right there.
And made $200 million in his career. Thank you very little.
Okay.
Jason Tatum.
That's a good one.
Okay, he's okay.
We're back in the LeBron category.
He did tear his Achilles. I mean,
wow.
Pox. A
Ben
pox
Simmons.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Oof.
Is it a curse to be the Gatorade Player of the Year? I don't know. No,
are those the only ones we got? We don't have more
Carl
names.
Anthony Towns. Is the,
he's doing that's, okay.
That's
yeah, he's
the
on
previous
the
six.
He's got two voices, which is weird. All right, what about the seventh?
Andrew Wiggins.
And in the eighth?
Jabari Parker.
Still won a title.
The ninth?
Bradley Beal.
By the way, Jabari Parker playing in Euro Ball, doing very well.
I think like half of the names you mentioned still ended up winning an NBA title, though.
And Jabari Parker. I really liked the Lonzo deal.
I know you did. You know what's funny is that, so like I thought I was going to tune in this morning and I thought there was going to be a lot of Lonzo Ball talk. I don't know why, because it just took over so much of Saturday. And then we just had so many other things that it just kind of just got pushed to the background and it was what it was. And then even us and doing the show and prep and getting everything ready for this show, it was like, yeah, we can't really, there's no spot for a bunch of Lonzo Ball like conversations. There just isn't.
So I think a lot of it's because it's also been, the LeBron stuff has overshadowed it. I mean, even right now we're getting We're getting updates that Santi Aldama got a 3-year, $52 million. Like every hour we're getting a new. Jaren Jackson just got a ridiculous contract that I don't know we would say he deserves. DeAndre Ayton getting bought out by Portland and ending in L.A. But I think there's this mistake of, and this happens a lot with just sports in general, which is I don't like that deal and I don't think it's going to work out. And I tend to view those things as different things. I like this deal, but I don't know it's going to work out. And I think Lonzo, if you can get him for 50 regular season games and he's healthy for the postseason, I think
it's doing a lot of heavy work there.
It is, but like even this iteration, if Lonzo never gets back to 100% of who he was in Chicago last year as a facilitator, as a defender. He's actually a really good rebounding guard as well. The wing defense part of this, he's a better three-point shooter than people give him credit for. Like, there's so much of, he is the quintessential connective tissue player that I think if you were to find this offseason one more of, and I keep mentioning Al Horford, although I don't think it's going to happen, that would be enough connective tissue that I might actually give this more of a chance to work out in a run it back scenario.
What I like about it is that if it works, great, but you're not dependent on it working. And I think that's the beautiful part about this. And if at the end of the day, it's just a way to get rid of Isaac Okoro's money, and that's all it ever turns out being, then that was also a good thing too. I wasn't down on it. I didn't think a lot of people were. But I thought it was interesting how Chicago's perspective of it was, we're just kind of happy to have him go away. And then you look at like our perspective of it, and you know, it just it was treated the way it should be. Now the LeVar Ball side of this, I thought was more interesting than anything. I thought the people that were connecting LeVar and Dion, and now how we have basically just two really famous dads in our orbit was interesting.
Is there a famous baseball dad we can get in this town?
Ooh, nothing. Well, I mean, who's the most famous baseball dad?
I don't know. None of them go.
Oddly enough, I was like Jose Canseco, but it's his daughter, not because of a boy that he has.
She played women's basketball.
No, she
did
be not.
Here by 2028?
She's done a lot of things in the public eye, we'll say that.
And done them well from what I've heard. 216-474-0092. What does the Lonzo Ball trade mean for the Cavaliers? I do think it's a risk, but it's a risk in the right direction. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.